It's hard to imagine, but 50 years ago, there was not much interest among scientists in research on mental retardation. Carl Haywood, a longtime professor of psychology who came to Peabody in 1962, says even many scientists had bad attitudes.
Ranging from feeling, why do anything about that because the condition is hopeless, you can't do anything about it, to being actually sort of second-rate citizens. It was a feeling that if you do research in that area, you're not really respectable.
In 1954, Lloyd Dunn and the late Nicholas Hobbs started the first mental retardation training program in the nation at Peabody. It was a major reason that Peabody was selected for one of the 12 original research centers signed into law by President Kennedy. The president made a contribution for the one at Peabody when he came here in 1963.
His successors in the foundation, principally the executive vice president, who is Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the Kennedy Foundation, through various members of the Kennedy family, has continued to support the center in various ways.
Haywood says the Vanderbilt Mental Retardation Research Training Program became a national role model.
So essentially, we were saying there are two major aspects of the mental retardation problem. One is to prevent it. The second is to recognize that you don't always prevent it. That is the question of making life better for people who already have mental retardation, and that second was our major emphasis.
I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.